the Wham Bam East Van Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Tsleil-Waututh, the Katsi, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have a pre-recorded show featuring two interviews from bands from the winter warm-up event that happened last year at the SFU Burnaby campus. We have Sins and Concrete Meadow. We'll also play John in the House's What Is On, featuring his upcoming events, and we'll throw in some local female metal artists that you should check out and some new music coming your way. Let's start with our first interview with a band called Sins, and it's spelled like an acronym, so we'll find out what those abbreviations stand for. Let's go. Hello, Sins, and welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
Good day. My name is Ian. I'm a bassist.
My name is Sam. I play a little bit of guitars.
I'm Soren. I play drums.
And who are we missing, guys?
We're missing Neville.
Yeah, our rhythm guitarist. He had to go to class, unfortunately.
Yeah, no worries. Okay, and tell me about your sound.
Yeah, so we're actually like a new form metal band. We focus everything to deliver the thrash metal and some of the grunge sounds. And we actually met through a service called SFU Rock, and this is actually a student club right now that's being declared. We're just gonna be operating start from next semester.
So you all go to SFU?
Yeah. Okay. We all study here. We met on the Discord server. We made a post saying that we were looking for a vocalist, and Ian reached out to us and he's like, yo, why don't we go jam, you know?
Yeah, what are you studying?
I'm studying economics.
I'm computer science.
I'm comp sci as well.
Awesome. Okay. And you guys are doing just cover bands. You don't have any originals yet, you're saying?
Yes.
So what bands do you listen to?
Metallica, Megadeth, Beatles, Rolling Stones. And we're trying a shuffle every time. So mainly what we do, we are asking for each request, like what each player wants to play, like Sarangla
wants to play. How this works is essentially we came up with a system where just so that everyone's requests get accommodated, we practice like once in 2 weeks, and each week one person in our rotation picks two songs that we have to learn for that session. So that way everyone gets to play the stuff that they like, and as a band we also get to practice a lot more variety. We get like a lot of different genres. We get to practice like grunge. We do a lot of prog metal. That mostly comes from me because I like prog metal a lot.
Awesome.
Any
particular bands for prog?
Tool, Dream Theater, Rush. Love those classics. Being the drummer, I love doing like complex stuff, but that comes in my turn, you know. We shuffle.
Shuffle around. Okay.
As a guitarist, I always favor the band like Megadeth, Metallica, because they're always my favorite. And I also like Dream Theater as for progressive metal. And right now, for my music taste, I sort of like listening to like everything. Like pop or like rock, surf rock, or like anything pretty much.
Thank you. Okay, and let's talk about your instruments. What's the brand that you use?
I use Yamaha bass. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I don't remember the particular brand because the story behind of purchasing the bass was very interesting in some way. Because one day I just decided, why don't I go with the bass? Because previously, I'm mainly a guitarist. Mm-hmm. I was playing guitar for about 5 years, and then I tried to shuffle with the instruments. And by listening for some other bands like the Beatles and like Motorhead, I was kind of inspired by bassist vocalist stuff, when bassist is just not the supplementary to the guitarist, but also kind of introduces his own new sound and new voice into the band. So I would say that was my main inspiration behind picking a bass.
Awesome. All right.
Yeah, I'm using an Ibanez S557EQ. That's a long name, obviously. So my guitar hero's name is like Kiko Loureiro, and I always serve as like a role model for me. So I want to pick the same brand and the same shape for the guitar. Mm. Yeah.
Funny story, I live in SFU Res, so I don't own a kit because if I were, my roommates would kill me. But what we do is we go to a studio in South Burnaby, mm-hmm. and they've got a whole variety of drum kits. And they've got Yamaha, they've got Mapex, I believe. Very good condition kits. So I play most of those. Yeah. I'm not really particular on any kind of like brand. I don't necessarily have a specific when it comes to the kits themselves. Mm-hmm. But as for cymbals, I really love the pasties. Pasties are classics. They just, you can't go wrong with them. Zildjians are great as well. I believe they have K-series, yeah. So that's mainly what I use at the studio. But yeah, that's as far as my drum gear goes.
Amazing. Okay, and then the name, Synth, does it stand for anything?
It's our initials. So we got
Swiss spot.
Yeah, let's line up.
Yeah. Okay.
Sarang, Ian,
Niamo, and Sam. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. We'll pretend he's here.
So, basically, the story behind this title was I was inspired by a story behind the ABBA.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shamefully, I don't remember their names, but I do remember that they did the band name by their initials. So it was, I think, Abigail, Bjorn, and Angel, I think.
Right.
So that kind of was my inspiration. And also to put, like, you know, some creepy references. Like,
yes,
since.
I think it's rocket. Yeah. All right.
It's very metal for sure.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you so much, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam East Band Show. Wham Bam.
East Band.
Yeah, baby.
Is that a normal part of your singing?
That's the way I've always sung. This is my song.
Are there subliminal duets?
Absolutely not.
The Metal Meltdown. A show of the frenzy melody-driven heavy metal from around the world. Melting your ears every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Let's go.
And that was Something in the Water by League of Corruption. And before that, Malevolent, Die Book from their EP Numerical Lexicon. Next up, we have Events from John in the House. And the background music John will be playing is One Step Beyond by Madness, a ska band from London released in 1979, the same year John graduated high school. And I kind of recall he told me he attended McGee Secondary in Vancouver. Anyways, take it away, Johnny.
Thank you, DJ Mehdi. This is John the House's weekly segment called What Is On in Vancouver's Entertainment Music Scene. However, I'm just going to run through my shows because I book bands now in Vancouver and I want to promote my shows this week. On Friday, June the 27th at Club 240, that's down in South Surrey, White Rock, 80s rock experience with Fast Times. Friday, July the 4th, Rock and Roll Show Number 1, Rock Voodoo, and Love Factor 69 with Surrey White Rock musician Troy Alps Band. Saturday, July the 5th, a tribute to early Motown with a band called Mash Town. Saturday, July 12th, Metal Show Number 2, because my Metal Show Number 1 is at Cobalt on June the 7th, which is a Saturday. So Saturday, July 12th, Call Human, Abject Chaos, and A Ruin. Friday, July the 25th, Final Cut and Ocean of Bordeaux. Friday, August 8th, Rock Tribute to the Hits with Liquid Blue and Option 3. Saturday, August 23rd, Rock and Roll Show Number 2, Rock Voodoo, Love Factor 69, and Troy Ounce. Friday, August the 29th, a country music dance with Dennis Matchak's band called Matlin Starsley Band and a young singer-songwriter country artist named Cody Morgan. On Saturday, August 30th, Metal Show Number 3, Never Another, Aggressive by Nature and Zenith at the Club 240 on Saturday, October the 25th. A tribute to early Motown, again, Mashtown. Then at the Cobalt, Saturday, June 7th, metal music is all right for moshing. Heathen Sins, Aggressive by Nature, and the Evan Williams Project. What is out in the valley? Out in Maple Ridge at the Wolf Bar. Friday, June the 13th, a tribute to early Motown, Mashtown. Saturday, June the 14th, Evelyn Kay's DJ show with Evelyn Kay. Friday, June the 27th, Metal Show Number 5 with Mortal Hell, League of Corruption, and In the Flesh. That's all for my weekly What Is On this week. And I hope when you go out to the events this weekend, live shows, open mics, blues shows, please leave your keys at home. Take alternate transportation, buses, Uber, but do not drink and drive. Well, see you next week. Oh yeah, I have a shout out to Troy Ounce. He's a local musician in Surrey and he's preparing to release a new documentary soon, which I'm going to be filming for him. Goodbye and thank you for listening. I'm driving long haul.
Way up north we don't drink bourbon anymore. Way up north we don't drink bourbon anymore. No sour mash Kentucky straight, no Tennessee liquid steak. Way up north we don't drink bourbon anymore. Life and I from the CBC, from a border town in the West Rockies. Well, we don't pour them unless we put them down. We got gravy on our fries and the rye grows from the ground. Here I stand in the great white north, true, strong and free, never 51st. Nobody, we ain't up for sale. Won't you please stick that orange man in jail? Way up north we don't drink bourbon anymore. Way up north we don't drink bourbon anymore. No sour mash Kentucky straight, no Tennessee liquid steak. Way up north we don't drink bourbon anymore. Way up north we don't drink bourbon anymore. Canadian born, I'm scared to say that my daddy was born in the USA. Buddy, you brought that fire to my front door. I don't want your shit washing up on my shore. Won't you please let me smoke in peace? Don't start a fight with Canadian geese. Don't you say a word about Stomping Tom. The ghost of Gordon Down is coming for Elon. Way up north we don't drink bourbon anymore. Way up north we don't drink bourbon anymore. No sour mash Kentucky straight, no Tennessee liquid steak. Way up north we don't drink bourbon anymore. Way up north we don't drink bourbon anymore. They're nice, so we'll drop the gloves, cause we ain't here to hand out hugs. Buddy, we could burn your house down. Wouldn't be the first time, man. We ain't messing around. So take a deep breath of that northern air. It gets awful cold and I take you there. Buddy, we could lend you a coat. Actually, man. Yeah, let's use a coat, man. Way up north we don't drink bourbon anymore. Way up north we don't drink bourbon anymore. No sour mash Kentucky straight, no Tennessee liquid steak. Way up north we don't drink bourbon anymore. Way up north we don't drink bourbon anymore. Way up north we don't drink bourbon anymore. Way up north, we don't drink bourbon anymore.
And that was a brand new single from Chris Charlton called Way Up North. And before that, Troy Ounce's Long Haul. Love honking that horn. Now let's go to the ladies. We have some female-fronted metal bands coming up after these messages. And if you want to be a volunteer here at CJSF, this is how you do it.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Yeah.
was Firestorm by Celestial Ruin. And before that, we played Cossum, The Emblem. And just so you know, the lead singer, Jessie Grace, she was doing all the singing and the growling in that song. Impressive. All right, next up, we have an interview with Concrete Meadow. Hello, Concrete Meadow. Welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM. Please, introduce yourself.
I'm Jack. I play rhythm guitar and vocals.
I'm Matias. I play bass.
I'm Isaiah. I play the drums.
I'm Alex. I play guitar.
All right, and tell me about your sound.
Yeah, we're a pretty new metal group, music group outside of Van. We're honestly, like, probably, I think we're pretty proud to be one of the first bands up on Burnaby Mountain. The music scene here is not pretty much non-existent, so I think as a whole, I could say we're pretty proud to represent pretty much the entirety
of
the music group.
Yeah, we definitely look forward to in the future, maybe even doing like a battle of the bands or like, you know, more events like this. Like, hopefully this one went well, and yeah, I don't know. We'll see what the future holds for us.
Yeah, and you guys were like playing like some Tool out there.
I listen to literally anyone. Like, I listen to even some maybe lighter stuff, some heavier stuff, like anything in between. I don't know, I think like one of my favorite bands personally is Muse. Like, I always like really like look up to them, like how they experiment with sounds and like how they write music. Yeah, they're a big inspiration of mine.
Awesome.
Yeah, same here. I come more of a thrash background, so old Anthrax I really like, but also a mix of new stuff like Slip, Sepultura. But yeah, like I really like that, like, even though we're all kind of slightly different in sound, like we really like come together and make a really cool, almost new genre. It's really nice. Yeah.
Me personally, I mean, my influences kind of range from everywhere. Like, the way I listen to music, I don't really listen to it with genres kind of holding it back. I just kind of listen to any music, whatever I like, doesn't matter what genre or what it falls under. Main influences are kind of right here. These are my favorite metal ones. Black Sabbath, number one. King Crimson as well. That's another one of my favorite bands. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, for me, most of my listening is it's pretty heavy, but I do listen to a little bit of everything. Right now, favorite bands probably Meshuggah, King Crimson, and Opeth.
Awesome. All right, and tell me about the band name.
Yeah, Concrete Meadow. So there's kind of a connotation with SFU being, you know, some people think it's not the prettiest, and it's, you know, it's made out of mostly concrete.
It's a prison.
So, yeah.
Well, it was designed by prison.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, is that
true?
Yeah,
it is. Yeah. Yeah. But I think like, we really got the idea just because, you know, even though SFU is not, like, some people don't think it's looks appealing, but it could be something beautiful, like a meadow. Yeah. So, and we want to try to make something beautiful, come up through SFU. Yeah.
Awesome. Are you all SFU students?
We are. Yeah.
Okay. What are you studying?
I'm in engineering. I'm thinking about systems engineering. Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing. Systems engineering. Yeah.
Resource and environmental management.
RAM. Yes.
Yeah. Chemistry.
Chemistry. Awesome. And then, do you guys just play covers, or do you have your own originals?
We have a few originals, and we're working on more.
Yeah.
Pretty soon. Yeah, we did. We played two. And pretty soon, like, we're gonna try to maybe record some of them, get like a recording deal. Like, we'll look into that. We're definitely, for sure, like, we're working on like a bunch of originals.
Pick one of your songs and tell me about it.
Hypocrite. Okay.
Yes.
I wrote that one a while back. It was like maybe last year. And then like I showed it to these guys, and it's more like a, it's like sad, but it's also like uplifting, you know? And then like, I don't know, I showed it to these guys, and like Jack made some like amazing like lyricism and vocal work like on top of that. And I don't know, I feel like that song actually really like defines like Concrete Meadow like as a whole. Like it has a mix of everything, you know, some tuned back quiet stuff, like, you know, some heavy riffs, and you know, like a catchy chorus.
Where can people follow you?
Instagram.
Concrete Meadow.
Yeah.
One word, right?
Yeah.
One word. Lowercase.
All right. Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam East Band Show. Wham Bam.
East Band.
Yeah, baby. I was shook, y'all. They were playing Tool on the stage. Amazing talent here at SFU. Thank you so much to Sins and Concrete Meadow, my co-host John in the house, and to you listening right now. Stay tuned for the next show, and we're going to end with a four-piece instrumental post-doom band called Craters and their song Laurentian Abyss. We'll catch y'all next week. This is DJ Meddy signing out. Bye.
Thank you for being a friend. In the background music, we have a song by Andrew Gold from his album All This and Heaven 2 from 1978. I am co-host John the House with host DJ Meddy, and we just have to thank you, the listeners of our show this year. Thank you for being a friend of CJSF 98.1 FM, SFU campus radio station as well, because it is with your support on our online programming and through the radio that keeps our diverse shows alive by your listening. I have been with CJSF volunteer for 16 years, and I thank the Burnaby community for their interest and love for CJSF station, which is yours. Thank you. Goodbye.
Hello, I'm Justine Willis-Toms, host of New Dimensions, heard Sundays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM. As you know, we are living in both challenging and exciting times, prompting more people to seek new solutions and to engage life more fully. New Dimensions explores vital topics with some of the world's leading thinkers, from science and religion to politics and medicine. Join me on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and together we'll explore New Dimensions on CJSF 90.1 FM, the station that is diverse, independent, and yours.